years.
Technology giant Hewlett-Packard says it remains committed to its proposed merger with Compaq Computer, but the move has hit a snag. Relatives of co-founder William Hewlett own a large amount of HP's stock, and they announced yesterday that they'll oppose the multi-billion-dollar deal. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The proposed merger was unveiled in early September, but it must be approved by shareholders to go through. Yesterday, family members and the Hewlett Foundation announced they would vote their 100 million shares in the company against the deal. William Hewlett died in January. His son Walter, a member of the HP board, raised several objections to the merger. He said it makes little sense to invest heavily in Compaq, the number two personal computer company, now that the PC market is in a slump. He also claimed shareholders would suffer because the merger would distract HP from pursuing its strengths in the printer and server businesses. Lehman Brothers analyst Dan Niles says the younger Hewlett had another goal in mind.
Walter Hewlett was on the board when they decided to go forward this deal. Everything that they list in terms of a negative and why they aren't supporting it was already known before the deal got announced. I think what this is about is HP stock went from, you know, $23 the day before it was announced down into sort of the $16 level, and this is a quick way to fix the stock price.
If that was the plan, it worked. Hewlett-Packard shares jumped nearly 15% yesterday on the news. Compaq shares fell more than 7%. The development is a major setback for HP CEO Carly Fiorina, who slated to become CEO of the new company. She spent the last 2 months on the road defending the merger as a rare chance to dominate several high-tech markets. Niles says the family's opposition complicates matters, but by itself it wouldn't sink the deal.
Well, I think the next phase here is, where does the Packard family come out? Because the Hewletts, from our estimation, own about 7% of the shares and the Packards own about 11. So if the Packards come out and say, you know, we in fact are for the deal, then I think it puts it back onto likelihood of the, you know, the deal getting done. I think if the Packards also go against it, then you've really got an issue where I think you could say that the odds are worse than 50-50 that this gets accomplished.
Analysts have been divided on the merger. If finalized, it could save the new HP upwards of $2 billion a year. The plan contemplated cutting 15,000 jobs. Supporters say the merger could result in a stronger, leaner company, but that's a risk HP shareholders may not be prepared to take. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.